Over the past couple of weeks, we've asked some of our critics to leave behind their regular beats and to talk with us about some of their other passions. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says lately, after a hard night at the concert hall, he likes to stretch out in front of the TV to watch reruns of Fernwood Tonight.
In the late 70s, when Jimmy Carter was still president and Ronald Reagan was revving up his assault on liberalism and on the White House, Mr. Television wasn't Uncle Milty, but Norman Lear. He's the producer of such hit sitcoms as All in the Family, The Jeffersons, Sanford and Son, Maude, and One Day at a Time. These shows changed the face of TV humor by injecting situation comedy with trenchant social and political satire. The subjects were no longer Lucy wanting to break into showbiz, but women's rights and gay liberation, racial prejudice, politics, and even television itself. My favorite of Lear's shows was Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman. It was a wild soap opera parody with Louise Lasser as an Ohio housewife beleaguered by a mass murderer, her husband's impotence, and the waxy yellow buildup on her linoleum. Perhaps the quintessential Norman Lear show was the remarkable spin-off of Mary Hartman, Fernwood Tonight, and its sequel, America Tonight. They were Lear's send-ups of late-night TV talk shows.
Tonight, almost live and nearly from Hollywood, it's America Tonight! 30 minutes of big-time TV on the UBS network, located on the UBS Broadcasting Mall in El Tacoma, the unfinished furniture capital of the world.
The host is Barth Gimbel, who, it's insinuated, is on the lam from Miami on some sort of morals charge involving a minor. Barth arrives in Fernwood, Ohio, after his wife-beating twin brother, Garth, has impaled himself on an aluminum Christmas tree. Martin Mull plays Barth. He also played Garth, with hilarious self-infatuation and contempt for the stupidity of others. Fred Willard plays Barth's announcer, Jerry Hubbard, with such wide-eyed naivete that his appalling ignorance and bigotry and awful puns are actually an endearing counterpart to Barth's relentless snideness. Here's Barth explaining Mount Rushmore to Jerry.
First of all, Jerry, that was carved by a gentleman, and it's not a natural phenomenon at all.
Someone climbed up there and carved four faces in a mountainside?
Five.
Okay. I wasn't born yesterday.
A talk show also has to have a band, and Fernwood's is Happy Kine and the Mirthmakers. Happy, who's played by composer Frank Duvall, is a singularly mirthless drip who owns a fast food chain on the side, ominously called the Bun and Run. There are some regular guests, like Connie Bushman from the Pet Control Center, who wants animals to have a good time too, so she develops a brothel for dogs. And there are one-shot visitors like the enterprising Puerto Rican man who trains minority college students to become ethnic stereotypes so they can hire themselves out to middle-class white neighborhoods that want to get their property taxes lowered. I find Fernwood Tonight's nightmare vision of America both exhilarating and extremely upsetting. Its satire of sex, greed, and prejudice seems even funnier and more pointed today than it was 12 years and two presidents ago.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix.